Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, Power of Word, share number 78. Another very difficult and painful aspect of Einoas Dvarim are in situations where people who are old enough to get married, and they try to get married, and they're dating, and they're already in their mid-20s, late-20s, or beyond, and they have difficulty finding their shidduch, and they feel very distressed, and often lonely, and feel very awkward and different. And very, very often, they're no different, no more flawed than anyone else that did find their shidduch, and even less so many times. And they have a lot of difficulty of the extra distress that comes along when others are insensitive to their frustration. And they suffer. They suffer terribly when people tell them, you know, you should have gotten married already, or why aren't you waiting, or new, or, you know, even me at Hashem by you in a very dismissive way. Oh, you mean to tell me you're still not married? And the older person is, the greater the pain is caused by these type of statements. This is a big subject. In truth, it deserves a separate set of shiurim on its own. There's a big, unfortunately, in some parts of society, there's a looking down at people who are struggling in getting married and working through living their life as they're looking for a shidduch. They're looked at as one-dimensional. They're looked at not as a full human being, but that is the problem. Oh, that person is not married. And that's how you define them, which is very, very hurtful. Because we know that all of us have so many different aspects to our personalities. There's so many things that we do or that we want. And very often, an unmarried person knows in their heart, I'm no different than anyone else that was at this point Zaycha Baruch Hashem to have a marriage, sometimes even a child, a few children, while this one is still single. And even if you mean it like half jokingly, it's very hurtful. Now, if you have practical advice and you're close enough, if there are situations where you are close enough and you know how to go about it, where you could talk to each other about shidduchim and about this chesed of helping them out, trying to find their shidduch and working through that, that's a chesed. But it has to be beneficial. It has to be coming from a sense of friendship, of respect, devoid of any snide remarks or any disparaging comments. And it's better if you have nothing to say to help the person, you know, don't bring up the topic. But like I said, this is something that we're bringing up here, but it really requires more discussion, more sensitivity, because there's a marked judgmentalism on many that are, you know, that have been dating for a while and have not yet found their shidduch. And people put in their minds, oh, this must be something wrong, something off. And it's really, really hurtful, most often wrong. And like I said, when you're inquiring with shidduchim, their halachas, look at Hilchos Chafetz Chaim, exactly how to go about it. But this needless and hurtful and often brainless judgments that we make on people that are not yet married, that are struggling to get married, is very hurtful and wrong. And that, I know, as Dvarim, is really terrible. And one needs to be very careful and sensitive. Another thing that is really a thing you have to be careful about pertaining to I know, as Dvarim, is needlessly saying things that causes someone else to worry about. Depending on the personality of the person that you're talking to, be sensitive on knowing that individual and how they will react. There are certain statements that you know you need to avoid. So Rav Zal Pliskin said, interesting, that he knew someone whose close mentor and spiritual guide had a heart attack. And this person was overwhelmed with worry, but then felt relaxed when he was told that it was a mild attack. But what happened? A friend, however, said to him, you know, I know of cases that someone first gets a mild heart attack and a few hours later they get a real massive one. So, you know, that type of comment, you shouldn't say such dumb comments, hurtful comments. That same person's father once had a heart attack and the son was frantic with grief. And this is what he told him. He said, "Don't worry, your grandfather, my grandfather had a heart attack when he was 45 and he lived till the age of 91. See, that's what you tell such a person. Those words of reassurance that they'll remember with great gratitude even 20 years later. Calming a warrior is a great act of chesed. We have, Be'ez Hashem, a series, life-transforming advice that we place in Rabbi Weichbrot's Shiurim, but ultimately it'll come to this group as well. You know, after, you know, doing a year over there, we'll go ahead and start over here at this series. And one of those things that we talk about in this Life Transforming Advice series is Reb Pliskin's book, Gateway to Happiness, in Chapter 9 there, discusses many ideas that help alleviate worry. Don't say sad things to a worrier. Don't say things that will make him feel guilty. Help him and her overcome it. Telling them things like, you know, the fact that you're a worrier shows that you lack emunah betachin, or that you're on a low spiritual level for worrying. I'm surprised at you. How could a person like you worry? That's einos dvarim. First of all, it's not always true. It's also not a subject for now. That sometimes the anxieties is not related to betachin. Sometimes it may be, but sometimes it's not. It could be certain other factors that cause it. You could be a big baal betachin and still suffer from anxiety. So it's not wrong to make such judgments. Certainly wrong to tell somebody this, that it's einos dvarim. You know, you worry too much. That means you lack betachin. You have to do it with a sensitivity, because if you tell them this, they'll add guilt, feelings of guilt and shame now to the worry. So what purpose is it? Your purpose is to infuse in that person emunah and betachin, to help them with their peace of mind, to help them get free of worry. And by you saying these things, will make him even feel worse than he did before. So instead, you focus on the positive. You could talk emunah concepts. You tell them you have confidence that you could overcome your worrying and help them out in a constructive way. Help them in their emunah betachin and other factors that would alleviate their worry and that would give them more peace in mind. Recommend books on it. Recommend shiurim on it. Give them common sense ideas. That's how you calm a worrier. So that, by the way, just besides the fact on the negative, if on the negative side, it's such a serious thing to chalila cause einos dvarim through saying something to somebody that's a worrier to making them more worried, it's also a real beautiful thing to do that chesed of alleviating a worrier's pain. Or someone who has chronic worry, chronic anxiety, and you do your best to calm them down, to help them become cheerful, to soothe them, is a tremendous, tremendous chesed. This is something to remember when you're listening to all of these shiurim that we talk sometimes about, you know, astavarim on the negative, or what you shouldn't do. Every time you listen to a shiurim in this series, you have to really look at the flip side of it as well, and realize the reverse of it. The Lashon Tov, you could say. The opposite of einos dvarim, something that will give life and love and hope to the other person that you're talking to, that you should encourage and channel and use the gifts of speech that you received from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself to shed and bring light and warmth and love to the people around you and to all of Klal Yisrael. Bracha v'atzlacha.